Hi, I'm Karen Simmons with Pro Bono Media. I've been writing and providing marketing consulting for 25 years, and the business climate and media has only gotten more complicated, especially since the internet. So that's why I decided to bring you the best advice and experts I can find to help you with your media planning and strategies. There's been so much happening in the media world, and creating and implementing an effective media strategy can be difficult because all of the components here, your print and online advertising, your company website, your social media efforts need to work together to support your sales process. But too often a component is missing or weak. Maybe there isn't enough knowledge or information to create or refine your media plan and strategy. What makes me sad is that very often I see these small service businesses that they still don't know how to create compelling sites that support their sales process. It's been more than a decade since the commercialization of the internet, and maybe we should know more than we do, but there's so much going on, and everyone is so busy and has such a time crunch that it's probably not all working as efficiently as it could. Another problem is a lack of analytics or the ability to interpret the reports. Media and website analytics can tell you if your print and online advertising campaign is effectively driving traffic to your website, but it can also explain why those hits are not converting into leads and buyers. The problem might be with the website itself, maybe lack of effective landing pages. It could be the follow-up of your sales team. Maybe it's not follow-up's not quick enough, immediate enough for what you're selling. A dip in traffic may simply mean that it's time to change up your ad or create a new incentive, but all too often people throw out one whole part of their plan or the entire plan because they don't understand what's really happening. To really understand your analytics, you need to look at them over a period of time and look at it as a whole and really understand what's happening. Lately, I've been involved in a lot of discussion about social media. There's a lot of angst about it. People feel like they have to be there, but some people don't want to be. They're trying to decide whether how to get into it. And in reality, social media isn't really for everyone. There are a lot of dead blogs and Facebook pages out there. For the non-marketer or inexperienced writer, creating content and social media strategies can be intimidating. If you're going to have a website and with a blog and you're going to have a post every 6 months, or there's been a few and you don't continue with it, you're really better off not having it. It makes a much worse impression for it to be inactive than for it to just not be there. So I hope you'll subscribe to ProBonoMedia.com or follow us on Twitter or Facebook. You can also listen to audio posts and interviews on the go on your iPhone and Android. We hope you'll post comments and ask questions so you can really get the most out of your immediate effort. This is expert consulting for free, and that's why it's named Pro Bono Media. We hope you'll join us, and thank you.